Well, on this hump day, it'll be a warm one, the warmest day of the week, as we've been talking about for several days now. We hit 80 degrees yesterday, looks like about 83 today, which will be just a few degrees short of the record high set 7 years ago in 2017 when we hit 87 degrees. But this time today versus yesterday when we had a pretty decent sea breeze develop, the sea breeze will be stuck probably just a little offshore for the majority of the day, and that'll allow temperatures to make a run toward 80 degrees at the beaches today. So it's going to be warm across the board, and we have to be concerned about the wildfire danger. We saw what happened yesterday. Despite a wet winter, we talk about this every single year, Rich. It just doesn't take long for us to dry out. When the days get a little bit longer, more sunshine, you get the warmer temperatures, and especially yesterday, the low humidity. We had a pretty significant for a time wildfire northwest of St. Augustine in St. Johns County that luckily was brought quickly under control by firefighters. And then we had another smaller wildfire in northeastern Duval County that also was quickly extinguished. But it's something to consider, and we'll be watching that again today. And today's winds will even be a little bit stronger out of the west and southwest. The good news is our fire danger goes down later this week, starting tomorrow, with cooler temperatures, higher humidity by Friday into the weekend, and along with the help of some showers, should give us some benefit. But just keep it in mind, you know, it's always wildfire season, but particularly later in the winter, and we're just getting to that time of year, March, April, May, the peak of our wildfire season. So now's a good time to make sure that you have what we call defensible space around your property, around your home in particular, but any other buildings, and that means 30 feet between whatever might be flammable and trees and bushes and anything that might be able to easily burn. So that's something to work on now and over the next few weeks as we head into the wildfire season. In any case, otherwise is a nice day today with temperatures topping out between 80 and 85, of course, dealing with that oak pollen. More on that in a minute. Temperatures tonight will drop into the 50s. A strong cold front will plow across the area later tonight, and while there may be a brief shower or two, it'll be very insignificant. Amounts will be less than a tenth of an inch, in most cases not measurable, and it's likely that when you get up in the morning, you won't even know it rained if it did, so it shouldn't have an impact on the morning commute. This is the same front that's been plowing across the middle part of the country the last couple of days and has brought tremendous temperature changes, from record February high temperatures near 80 degrees in Iowa to sub-freezing virtually within 12 hours. So, and it's brought snow, it brought severe weather, has been bringing severe weather to parts of the Midwest and the Ohio Valley, hail up to golf ball size in the Chicago area last evening. It's the same front. It's just that by the time it gets to us, there's not much rain with it. But we'll notice the temperature difference tomorrow. We won't be getting out of the 60s, and in many cases, we'll be close to 60 by late afternoon. Some 20 to 25 degrees colder than this afternoon, and a brisk wind off the Atlantic. You'll know it's chilly. However, that doesn't last long. The winds start to become more southeasterly by Friday, another warming trend. Humidity will increase. And along with that, there will be some showers at times that will continue into the weekend. The setup is one where it's rather warm and humid through the weekend, and little disturbances will move through the upper levels of the atmosphere and trigger little bands and rounds of showers. It's not real widespread rainfall necessarily at any one time. It's not a significant organized storm system, but there ought to be several rounds of at least some shower activity starting Friday and continuing through the weekend so that everybody gets at least some rain through that three-day period. Amounts don't look to be all that much, a tenth to a quarter of an inch on average, maybe a few spots managing a half inch, but that higher humidity helps out with our wildfire danger, and that doesn't look to be going away. This pattern of a few showers at times and rather warm and humid anytime soon likely will continue at least into the early part of next week. So what's that mean for the ever-important Gate River Run? Saturday morning, right, Rich? That's huge. Well, it'll be rather warm and humid. Temperatures in the 50s. Runners won't care for that humidity. Not overly hot. There will be the chance for a sprinkle or a shower at about any time as we continue with that southerly and southeasterly wind off the Atlantic. Temperatures pretty quickly warming into the 60s during the morning and even close to 70 by late morning. So it will be rather warm and humid. There's the chance for a sprinkle or a shower, but right now it doesn't look to be real persistent or overly heavy rain as I see it right now. And then that pattern holds through the rest of the weekend. And I have new pollen numbers in from Edward Waters University. Certainly appreciate their work at Edward Waters University, with pine pollen and cedar pollen continuing to lower as expected, although the cedar numbers are still high at 302, pales in comparison to the peak of 1,004 parts per cubic meter. That was back on February 3rd, so it's been a good 3 weeks since that peak. Pine pollen at 37 is really dropping off quickly now. It peaked at 1,477 on February 6th, so just a few days later than the cedar pollen. But the good news is both of those have have peaked, and both of those numbers are now going down. The oak pollen continues to go up and is high at 324 parts per cubic meter the last couple of days. Looks likely to go up some more over the next week to 2 weeks, but then that should be the peak, likely before St. Patrick's Day, which is good news for the players. With any luck, the pollen won't be quite so bad it definitely won't be quite as bad by then, and the oak pollen even will be coming down, which is the biggest problem for a larger part of the population. So there's some light at the end of the tunnel when it comes to our sneeze decks, right? With all your weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.